Hi everyone, I'm Jack from Jack's English.
And I'm Luke from Learn English Like a Pro, and welcome to the fourth episode of this podcast. This podcast is designed to help you improve your listening skills by listening to our natural discussions.
Yes, and as you said, we're on the fourth podcast today, and today's subject is university life.
Yes.
So we'll start things by sort of introducing our university and what we did there, the major. So how about for you? Which university did you go to?
So I studied at Cardiff University and my major was history.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And how is that university? Was it a good university?
Yeah, it's definitely a well-known university in the UK. It's, you know, in the top 10 usually, or, you know, top 15 always. And it's, yeah, I think overall it's got a great history, it's a good student base, good alumni. I think it's a good
nice
uni.
Campus.
Yeah, beautiful campus.
Really?
Yes, yeah. It's kind of spread out over the city, so you do jump around from, you know, town to town within the city, but yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it's not all in one place?
No.
Okay. And how about your major? What did you study?
History.
History?
Yes.
And was it... good?
Was it good?
Did you enjoy studying that?
I loved it.
Oh, okay.
I did. I loved every moment of it. I've always liked to be fascinated with history.
Yeah.
However, as most history majors realize once they've graduated, is that there's not many jobs for historians.
Yeah, that's the problem, isn't it?
So a lot of people move into teaching, or go into a different field altogether.
Okay.
Yeah. How about you? What do you do? Do you study, and what was your major?
Well, mine's a bit unusual because it was here in Korea.
Okay.
I went to a university called Dongguk University, which is in the center of Seoul. The campus is all in one place.
Yeah.
And it's on a hill. It's actually on the side of Namsan.
Okay.
Namsan Mountain, which is in the center of Seoul. And the campus is nice. It's very nice. It's quite big, but it is in one place. So you walk everywhere.
Yes.
And it's fairly modern. I guess the unique point of it is that it's a Buddhist university.
Oh.
It's funded by Buddhism. You follow Buddhism while you're there. We have to do various subjects to do with Buddhism and study Buddhism.
I see. That's...
regardless of the major.
Okay. That's interesting. Did you enjoy that?
Yeah, I did actually, because it was very interesting to learn about that religion, which I had very little knowledge about.
Sure.
And I studied business.
Okay.
Which was fantastic. It really was interesting because I am interested by business and marketing and things like that. And quite useful.
Yes.
It's quite useful. But overall, it was a very interesting subject, and I also did various other subjects, like kind of supplementary courses, things like English language teaching and meditation classes, which were interesting.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, a lot of Korean, you know, presentation classes, so I had to do presentations in Korean.
Oh, I see.
Learning lots of different skills.
Okay.
I think they were valuable.
Why did you choose business?
Why did I choose business? It seemed like a very useful major at the time. And for the most part, I think it was. As we talked about in our previous podcast, I do run my own business now. And I've applied a lot of the knowledge in the business that I run.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Overall, pretty useful.
Yeah, good.
So let's talk about our life in university. Mm. So when did you go to, how long ago was it now?
I enrolled in 2005 and I graduated in 2008.
Okay, yeah. Right. A long time ago now.
A long time ago, yes.
And how was life in university?
It was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was cool. I lived on campus, so I lived in a dorm for the first year.
Yeah.
It was great living with new people.
Yep.
First time away from my parents, so I had, I had some freedom for the first time in my life, real freedom. Mm. Overall, it was fantastic. Yes.
Good.
Yeah. Good.
It was the same for me. The difference was I did it much later.
Mm.
So actually, I started university in 2012 and graduated in 2016.
Okay. Wow.
So I think for you, how long was university?
In the UK, most degrees are 3 years.
Okay, so for me, it was 4 years.
Right. That's quite common, I think, globally, 4 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's 4 years, but it was four straight years and no sort of job experience or anything in the middle. It was just 4 years, and it was a wonderful time. The sort of unusual thing for me was I was much older than the other students there, and significantly older, perhaps 8 years older than a lot of them, or 7 years older. So that made it a bit of a different experience, but really wonderful. Because I had so much experience before going to university, I think that helped me know that I have to study. So immediately I got my head down. I started studying from day one.
Yeah, right. Well, that reminds me of me when I did my master's degree. So I did my master's degree in 2013, and that was a 2-year program. And yeah, my study routine and my study kind of attitude from my bachelor to my master's degree was completely different.
Yep.
I put my head down, I studied hard, and I focused on my subject, and I actually enjoyed the learning process in my master's degree. Right. In my bachelor's degree, I was too young, I think. I was only 18 to 21, and I wasn't really focused on studying. Yes. I was there for the life experience, let's say, rather than the academic experience.
And I think that's true for a lot of students that age, isn't it?
I think so. Yeah, I think it's too young.
Me too.
To be put into a kind of a strict, rigid academic environment and be expected to produce quality work.
Right.
I think for a lot of students, that's too young.
Yeah, I agree. And even it's too young to know what you want to do.
Yes, right.
Perhaps if you went to university now, you wouldn't choose history.
Yes, no, I definitely wouldn't do that.
Yeah, so we do need some kind of life experience before making that choice.
Yes, right. How about you? Well, how was your life experience at a Korean university?
So obviously I don't have anything to compare to, but it was fantastic, and I studied hard. I think in Korea there is a culture of studying hard.
Mm.
So if I went to the library, people were studying so hard there, and it's quite inspiring.
Okay.
To see that.
Yeah.
Not many people skip class.
Mm.
Most people do attend, which is, I guess, kind of different.
Kind of the opposite of the UK, because actually, I don't think professors keep attendance in the UK very often.
Mm-hmm.
So that means most people do skip the 9 o'clock in the morning classes.
That's the tough one, isn't it? That's the tough one. The early morning ones.
Yeah, right.
And I guess it's different in Korea. You have 4 chances. If you skip 4 classes in a semester, it's a fail, which is fairly strict, isn't it?
That's very strict. Yeah. Yes.
Was there anything like that in Wales with the...
It wasn't as official as that.
Yeah.
But I'm sure if you did skip too many classes, you'd get a warning and then probably ultimately get kicked out of your
course. So you can't just keep skipping
classes. No. Yeah. But it wasn't official. It was never really spoken about because we do get a lot more freedom in the UK.
Okay.
Yeah.
Another interesting thing in Korean universities is the amount of drinking. But I guess that's the same for most countries. You know, there's a lot of gatherings, get-togethers, holidays, traveling together. 100 people traveling somewhere. They call it an MT.
Yeah.
And they travel somewhere and they have all these drinking games and such. It's a different lifestyle.
Yeah. In the UK, we do drink a lot. We don't do big events like that very often.
Okay.
However, the local bar or the clubs will have student nights.
Okay.
So, for example, in my city in Cardiff, every popular pub or bar or club had a student night. So it was like Oceana Mondays, Revolution Tuesdays, the pub Wednesdays, and Student Union Thursdays. So it was actually, there's always a reason to go out and have some beer.
Good. And did you make the most of it?
Yeah.
Plenty of drinking.
Too much.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's the same for most, isn't it? So the last thing I want to discuss is which was the best year. Mm. Now, it depends on where you're from. I think you're more familiar with first year, second year, third year. In Korea, they follow the American system. Mm. So you've got freshman is the first year, sophomore, junior, senior.
Okay.
So how about for you? Which was your best year in university?
My best year was my second year at uni. Okay. That was because I actually did a semester abroad when I went to Germany to study for 6 months. And that was just an amazing experience. So that definitely broadened my horizons, made me much more confident as a man at the time. I was just 19, but as a man, and it really inspired me to travel. I'm sure that led me here to Korea.
Okay.
I don't think I would have come to Korea at age 21 if I hadn't gone to Germany first.
Mm.
You know, as a tester.
Yes. Yeah, that's true.
So I mean, that was brilliant. I made so many great friends who I'm still in touch with today. Met some nice girls.
Yes,
they love the British guys.
Yeah.
And I just overall, it was just a really fantastic experience.
How did you find living in a different culture? In Germany, because it is quite different, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, it is actually. Well, the first week was tough. Actually, I remember being a little bit afraid because I got lost all the time. It was pre-smartphone. The internet was around. I had a laptop, but didn't have a smartphone, so I would just walk. Yeah. And like, where am I? I don't know. let's go this way. Okay, I'm really lost now.
Yeah.
So that was kind of scary, and I couldn't really ask anyone. I didn't speak German, so I couldn't ask anyone where am I or where to go. So that was tough. And I actually, my roommates at that time were all Turkish.
Okay.
So they took me out to eat. So I had a lot of new foods. And of course, the way Turkish people greet you is with a kiss. So
oh, okay.
I would wake up every morning with three Turkish guys kissing me on the cheek.
Wonderful.
You know, both cheeks. Yeah. And it's like, all right, hey, Barish. Hey, Musat. So that took about a week to get used to. But sure. after that, I felt comfortable. I made some more friends.
Yeah.
I found, took studying classes. So that was good. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, for me, it's a bit of a tricky question, this, to decide which is my best year. Mm. I would probably go with the senior year, which is the fourth year.
Yes.
Just because I started to take less classes. Mm. I started to kind of slowly transition into life after university.
I see. Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of those years, I, particularly freshman and sophomore, I had to do so many Korean language classes, which was so hard.
Yes.
I didn't enjoy doing them. And then the junior year, I was catching up with credits.
Mm.
I was quite behind on my credits, so I had to catch up. And then finally, senior year, I was accustomed to life in a Korean university and comfortable, and I was transitioning into what I do now.
Yeah, I see.
So I was teaching on the side, and I was starting to create the books and all these different things. And then I graduated, and the graduation ceremony was wonderful.
Yeah.
You know, wearing the full gown and, you know, chucking the hat in the air and this kind of thing. And I got some media coverage because I think it was quite unusual for at that time, a foreign guy to go through the whole, particularly an English guy to go through the whole university, graduate.
Yeah.
And I ended up in some newspapers on TV. So that was a bit of excitement in my life.
Awesome. My final year at university was a nightmare.
Oh.
Because actually, I guess you don't do it in Korea, but we had to write our dissertation.
Yes.
Our thesis. So every, you know, most majors, even a bachelor's degree, have to write a dissertation to graduate. Mm-hmm. And that's hard.
Yes.
I mean, that's months of work. You got to get your head down, study hard. Mm. And you know, for a 20-year-old at the time, it was hard to focus.
Sure.
I didn't find it interesting.
Really?
No.
How many pages did you have to do?
I think it was 60 or 70 pages.
Yeah. We were on about 30.
Mm. Yeah. So,
which is very manageable.
Yes. Yes.
But 60 or 70, that is a burden.
It was tough. So I didn't enjoy my last year at university like you.
Right. But did it? No problem. I submitted.
Yeah, I didn't do well, but I passed.
Good.
So I was fine with that. Yeah.
Okay, great. Well, it was good to hear about your university life. That's the end of our fourth podcast. I hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah, cool. Well, thank you very much for listening. If you like this podcast, give it a thumbs up.
Yep.
Yeah. And if you have any questions or comments, leave them below in the comment section.
Yep. We'll reply. I hope you have a fantastic week. We'll be back next week. See you soon.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.